USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is urging Americans not to travel for Thanksgiving, citing a rise in new COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. A vaccine is on the horizon, but Dr. Anthony Fauci reminds everyone.
So we don't want there to be a signal to the community that, we have a vaccine, so let down your guard. No, it should actually be an incentive to double down until we get everybody vaccinated.
Trump campaign lawyer Sidney Powell is alleging unprecedented fraud in the presidential election. Speaking to reporters, Powell saying there was a massive, well-funded, coordinated effort to prevent President Trump's re-election.
This is stunning, heartbreaking, and the most unpatriotic acts I can even imagine.
USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Trump campaign lawyer Rudy Giuliani says it's clear there was widespread voting fraud in the presidential election. Giuliani questioning the validity of massive mail-in voting and saying it's particularly susceptible to fraud.
It's not only susceptible to fraud, it is easily susceptible to fraud, particularly if you have a plan or scheme which sounds eerily similar to what Joe Biden told us a few days before the election, that he had the best voter fraud team in the world.
Jobless claims rising to 732,000 last week, the first increase since early October, as a surge in virus cases keep the United States economy in check. Bankrate.com senior economist Mark Hamrick saying the headline here is concerning with an increase of 31,000 new jobless claims this week. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, a positive day. The Dow gaining 44 points to close at 29,483. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A new report commissioned by Deutsche Bank proposes that for individuals who continue to work from home rather than in an office, a 5% income tax should be levied to support lower income workers who do not have an opportunity to stay home. Why is Deutsche Bank in favor of this? Certified public accountant Dan Geltrude tells USA Radio News.
Deutsche Bank realizes that taxes influence people's behavior. So when you put a tax in place, whether you agree with the tax or not, it is going to cause people to move, to react in a certain way. So Deutsche Bank's position is, at least on the surface, is to say, look, we are incurring a lot of expenses, the government is, and we have to figure out a way to offset this. Thereby, this is another way to do that.
The hypothetical tax would generate $49 billion a year in the United States, but Geltrude says...
However, the government isn't real good at putting money for its intended purpose, and it gets spent elsewhere. So, you know, Deutsche Bank obviously has a motivation, which to me does not make sense, other than Deutsche Bank wants people to come back into the office, and they're planning to provide workspace for them. And if that's the case, the privilege tax would go away.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.